heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you're in the workplace, a student, if you're an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you've never really had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. We like to start the program with a scripture reading. Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Romans, the 15th chapter, 13th verse. Romans 15, 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, that's Romans 15, 13. Love that verse. And we like to say on this show, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through his word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the word and ask God to reveal himself to you. He will, and you'll never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the word because it brings a person into a living relationship with the living God. Read the word, just do it. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We have our podcasts out on iTunes. We also have a website. It's mark5ministries.com, so check that out. Again, Everyday Faith Radio, Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Your opportunity to become a Master Gardener is waiting for you. Apply to take part in the Charlottesville Albemarle Master Gardener Program. The deadline to apply is December 9th, and details at PiedmontMasterGardeners.org. You don't have to be a performer to enjoy local entertainment. The Wayne Theater on West Main Street in Waynesboro has a number of great events planned for the month of December, including Christmas holiday shows, music, movies, and more. Wouldn't your kids love to have a meal with Santa Claus? The Palmyra Volunteer Fire Department invites children of all ages to a free pancake breakfast with Santa on December 10th from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the firehouse on James Madison Highway. No need to bring your own syrup. St. Nick's got you covered. If you're a charity or nonprofit as an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website at wchv.com.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. Back with us on the program, we have my friend Jeff Villio is here. And Jeff is a senior pastor at First Christian Church over in Keswick. And Jeff, first of all, thank you again so much for being on the program.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I have to come clean with you, though. Uh-huh. And that is, my mother and father listened to this show. My mom's a big fan. Sort of has to be, but but she's over at Westminster Canterbury taking really incredible care of my father, along with the great staff that they have at Westminster Canterbury. And, so my mother has certain favorites on this show, and she always says, you know, I really like that Jeff Villio guy that you bring on. And so between you and me and now our listeners, this is sort of an early Christmas present.
There you go. A
gift, mother.
I left to send mom a fruit basket for Christmas.
But you have been a gift to me as well and to many others, and I am praying that our time together will bless some of our listeners here on the program. But, Jeff, we love to hear, because you're so close to God. Mm-hmm. You feel like you know him pretty well. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear kind of what he's placing on your heart. So okay. With that, we'd love to just kind of hear what's going on with you.
Sure. And Jeff, I don't know if you've experienced this and all the pastors that you talk to and the folks that you talk to on this show, but we're finding that God is doing something very special, very unique in Charlottesville that I've not seen happen in a long, long time. He seems to be bringing churches together, regardless of denominations, regardless of color, regardless of economic situations. And I've noticed as pastors are starting to come together, there's a unity and a movement that's happening in Charlottesville, mm-hmm. unlike I've seen before. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing God just move in a mighty, mighty way, mm-hmm. and connecting us as pastors, as church leaders, to say, you know what, there's a much bigger cause here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Jesus prayed at the Last Supper, you know, one of the things that he prayed is that we would be unified.
Unity.
And we're seeing that happen in, like I said, a very unique way right now. We at First Christian Church have been partnering with a number of different churches that we wouldn't even thought about years ago. But God seems to be bringing us together and just kind of doing something very, very special with us that we're just sitting back and enjoying, to be honest with you, Jeff. It's just kind of special.
Well, so. I feel it, too, in the whole kind of Central Virginia area that there is a movement going
Amen.
On. We're in the middle of that
Amen.
Right now.
Amen. We seem to be seeing things happening in kind of a remnant way.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a small group of people in each church that seems to be grabbing hold of this, and it seems to be gaining momentum as we continue to move. You know, and I'm talking about things like the Thanksgiving giveaways that we did, and we had the police departments involved with that as well. We did that out of our church, and we also did that in partnering with other churches in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing things happen at Christmas time. We were just talking about the toy lift here just a little bit ago. But there's a number of churches that are coming together and rallying around that.
Mm.
What's happening on the other end, though, is really, really interesting is I'm talking to another pastors, and we're seeing that in a lot of cases that attendance may not be what it once was. Tithing may not be what it once was. Even commitment levels what it once was in such a broad range. But we're seeing in a smaller remnant people becoming more dedicated, more convinced, more committed to God's word. And God seems to be using that remnant, just as he did through the Old Testament and the New Testament, in moving in just a very special, special way.
I often wonder also on that line, Jeff, is we've sort of come out of some tough economic times.
Amen.
And I wonder if during those times of challenge, and for some of us it's been time of crisis, that our heart isn't more receptive and a little bit more open for an encounter with God.
Amen.
Amen. And so although we never like to go through the challenges. What the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good, Genesis 50:20. And I see that, though, but I hear what you're saying on the depth that people, once they're oftentimes when they're touched by God, you see them wanting to go deeper, deeper, deeper.
Amen. Amen. There's a particular scripture that we have been hanging out with and feeding off of for a long time. It's found in Hebrews 11, and it's verse 32. All the verses leading up to that speak about men of faith, Moses, Joseph, Isaac. I mean, he goes into great detail. And when he gets to verse 32, and by the way, we don't know who the writer of Hebrews is, mm-hmm. so when he gets to verse 32, it's one of the most unique scripture verses in all the Bible. Let me read it for you.
Yes.
Verse 32. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets.
Mm.
Now, here it is. Here's a prophet of God saying, I don't have time to tell you about this, like he's got a busy schedule of some sort. But the reality is he's calling us to go look back at the other writings, the Old Testament writings, to say, I want you to see something special.
Mm.
I want you to dig into what these six men have experienced. And we've been doing that lately. And the one that I think is probably one of the most unique and most powerful, and that's the last one, and that's Samuel.
Mm.
You know, Samuel being the first prophet, being a judge, being a teacher. Samuel was one of those guys that they had to step in the middle of and show his faith mm-hmm. in the middle of trials and tribulations, mm-hmm. just like you're talking mm-hmm. about. He wasn't favored at all. He had to say some things that were difficult, especially to a man that raised him, Eli. Mm-hmm. And God had given Samuel this message as a young boy that he needed to tell Eli that God was displeased with mm-hmm. him in the way that he did that. And we start to see that in today's world. We sometimes become reluctant to give God's word in places where we feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
I can only imagine what he went through, but what a great example, especially in times like this, mm-hmm. that he was able to say, I'll step up. He stepped up for his people. He stepped up for Saul, the first mm-hmm. king, mm. who had done so many things that God disapproved of. Mm-hmm. So
that's really interesting. And I have to share with you that when you talk about Samuel, I go all the way back to when I have twin boys who are 21 years old, their second year at University of Virginia. When they were little infants, my wife and I would read them out of the children's Bible,
mm-hmm.
the story of Samuel. And I'm sorry, that was the picture in my mind, was the picture book, the story of, and the Speak, Lord, your servant is
Amen.
Listening.
Yeah, right.
But
I
immediately go back to kind of sharing that with our boys. And you're right about, I talk about this with some of my close friends, the importance, as Samuel did, of stepping up and also kind of stepping out with your faith.
Amen.
And that oftentimes, I know, as men, sometimes we're reluctant to share our faith,
mm.
or even until the last few years, it's been a little hesitancy on my part to ask somebody who I know needs prayer if I could pray for them and maybe put a hand on their shoulder
Amen.
While I do a little prayer. Or But one of the things that I really enjoy doing, and I have a group of guys, and we find the scripture of the day that's speaking to us,
mm.
and we start texting that and emailing that around in our different groups, and that's something that has been really encouraging. And once that becomes a habit, it just becomes
Amen.
Part of what you do.
Amen. It's really special. Over the course of the last few months, I've had a chance to step in other folks' pulpit and they in ours. And one of the things that I picked up from one of the churches that I had a chance to experience was that they started reading Scripture. They had people coming up and memorizing Scripture every week.
Mm.
And there would be a line of people that wanted to share that Scripture that they memorized in their heart with the congregation. We started doing that at our church.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, the impact that it's made is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
You see people in tears. You see people just coming and crying out their Scripture verse to us and to share with us. Really kind of a special moment. So,
well, that's a topic that's near and dear to my heart, because part of my faith journey is I went down the road of with a very good friend of mine, Chris Poe, who came out of the Young Life Ministry.
Mm.
One of the things they have is this topical memory system where they memorize Bible verses.
Mm.
And so he got me involved in that, and it made such an impact on my life. And then when I wandered into Psalm 119, where David says, I have written your word on my heart that
Amen.
I may not sin
Amen.
Against you.
Amen.
You start to kind of, the dots start to connect a little bit, and internalizing God's word has been part of just a massive transformation for me, and it
Amen.
Sounds like you've been witnessing that
Amen.
Kind of where you've been.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Some time ago, we did something at church, and it turned out totally different. We had asked people just to stand up and give us your scripture that God's been using.
Mm-hmm.
You could use your Bible if you want. You didn't necessarily have to memorize it. Just share, if you will. Jeff, I'm here to tell you that it went on for 25 minutes in our service. Person after person after person just stood and said, here's what God's been sharing with me. I didn't have to preach that day, by the way. My son, who was sitting in the congregation, said, see, my dad only works an hour a week. Now he's figured out how to get out of that.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with my friend Jeff Villio, who's the senior pastor at First Christian Church out in Keswick. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back talking about God's Word. I think we're going to venture into the book of Romans just a little bit on the second half of the program, so please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. You don't want the flu to stop you from doing your Christmas shopping or ringing in the new year. Probably a good idea to get that flu shot. The Charlottesville Albemarle Thomas Jefferson Health Department on Rose Hill Drive is offering flu shots every Monday from 1 to 4 p.m. and Thursday from 8:30 a.m. until noon, and then again on Thursday from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Shots are $30 and are covered by some insurances. Hospice of the Piedmont's Memorial Illumination is happening on December 8th at First Presbyterian Church on Park Street in Charlottesville at 6:30 p.m. It's a non-denominational celebration of music and a chance to honor loved ones. And if you wanted to become a Master Gardener, you can apply to take part in the Charlottesville Albemarle Master Gardener Program. The deadline to apply is December 9th. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Jeff Villio. Jeff is the senior pastor out at First Christian Church in Keswick. And Jeff, I have been all around in different places in God's Word here lately, and I'm so excited to share with you, but I'm trying to get organized in my mind. Which one do I want to go to? One of the ones I do want to briefly touch down on is, I mentioned his name earlier, was King Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles verse 20. There is an amazing story, and particularly around Thanksgiving, that was so wonderful. If I may just paraphrase the story and ask our listeners to visit 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you will see a miracle and read and experience God's word. You have King Jehoshaphat is the king of Judah at this time. We have a divided kingdom, and all of a sudden, he gets word that he is surrounded by three armies, and they're coming to get him and do bad things to him and his people. So he gets that word that that these three armies have an alliance. They've got him surrounded, and this is the crisis of King Jehoshaphat's life. And it's this is such a wonderful blueprint that the word kind of lays out for us in terms of, for our listeners, what to do when you face crisis. And I've been in crisis, and I've really found this encouraging because, again, paraphrasing, the first thing that King Jehoshaphat did is he went to seek the Lord.
Amen.
And oftentimes we cruise right past that part, and we want to go get the book on how to fix it, and we want to, you know, if you're facing financial difficulties, you go straight to the, you know, the bankruptcy books or the financial challenge
Dave
books.
Ramsey,
exactly. Yeah. And so, but King Jehoshaphat, the first thing he did is he went to seek the Lord. And then the second thing you find as you read the story is that he called everybody together in his little kingdom, and he called for what would be kind of like a national day of prayer. He called for fasting and prayer, and let's all kind of get together and pray together. So I love that. And you mentioned unity earlier.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
That unity, and I love the power of people praying together. And then all of a sudden, his prophet came to him and gave him the word that everybody, we are not to be afraid.
Yep.
We're not to be discouraged. And came really to the punchline, and it said, the battle is the Lord's, and he will go and fight for you.
Amen.
And so as the story goes on, and it's such an amazing story, you have to read this. And I'm really encouraging our listeners, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. What ends up happening is King Jehoshaphat, he gets his soldiers together, but he sends out in front of the soldiers, he sends out the choir.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They start singing in advance of the battle. Amen. And they're singing, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Yeah.
And so they're singing this, and this ends up supernaturally rattling the enemy.
Amen.
The enemies end up battling each other. They kill each other. By the time Jehoshaphat arrives on the scene, there's not a single enemy alive.
Amazing.
And it talks about, the story goes on, how it took them 3 days to bring the plunder from those armies back to the kingdom. But so much encouragement, so much good word in that story of King Jehoshaphat, and especially around Thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen.
This whole thing of, Jeff, I will tell you this, and then I want to hear your take on it, but... thanking God in advance.
Amen.
For what he's going to do.
Amen.
Is a real, you know, you and I were just talking about a step of faith or stepping out in faith. But when it gets down to crunch time,
amen,
you seek the Lord, you receive the word, and you thank him in advance for
amen
what he's about to do. And I hope that story brings encouragement to some of our listeners during this time, because, again, we have no idea what you, the listener, right now are going through. There are lots of challenges out there today. But if you model it out like King Jehoshaphat
amen
did, and seek the Lord, and then thank God in advance for what he's going to do, and really receive his promise, and then go
amen
out. I'm just,
amen,
I get all pumped up about
that
story.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot to get pumped up about,
yeah,
isn't there? But you know, Jeff, one of the things that you had just brought up, and just to kind of follow on your coattails, is not only did he give thanks, but he was praising in the midst of doing all of that as well. I think that speaks volumes to us about what God's praise should look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we praise him, not to get ready, not to sound good, but we praise him because we know who he is and what he's doing for us, even though he hasn't even done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can praise him, just as you said, because the battle's already been won.
Mm-hmm.
And that praise and thanksgiving coming together, wow, how special that is.
I had a teacher one time who said, you need to stop worrying and start worshiping. You
amen
need to stop panicking and start praising. And Jehoshaphat really modeled that out for us.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm.
Boy, and you know, as you talk to the listeners, what an encouragement that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sometimes overlook that and just go past it fast. Oh, we know what happened. But that is so real in our lives today.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just have a mind shift that would be like Jehoshaphat,
mm-hmm,
and say, the battle's already been won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at how much we have to be thankful
mm-hmm
for. And all we have to do is look out the window and see what a world that we live in, that God has blessed us with, and the people that he surrounds us with. What an encouragement that is. And thank goodness, thank God, that we get the opportunity to take a time like this and really emphasize
mm-hmm
just...
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The story of Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I want to touch down on two other areas of Scripture, Jeff. This one was just kind of a historical fact that I picked up. I was just finishing reading the Gospel of Matthew, and our listeners know I like to read in a lot of different translations, so I go to the Amplified, the NIV, and the NASB, and the Message. And this particular time, I wandered into the Expanded Bible version that gives a lot of links back to the Old Testament. And so I liked reading, particularly Matthew's gospel is written to a Jewish audience. And so there's lots of links back to the Psalms and Isaiah and Jeremiah. And so, but here's what I picked up on. You, man of the word that you are, Jeff Ilio, probably already knew this, but it was somewhere in like Matthew 25, somewhere it was getting down to Last Supper time. And it was just this little line that said, after the Last Supper, Jesus and his 11 disciples at this time got up and they sang songs and sang some psalms.
Amen.
And so in this version, it pointed out that Jesus probably sang what, and I'm probably mispronouncing this, but he sang what was called the Hallel Psalms, H-A-L-L-E-L, from the word hallelujah comes from that. Mm. But I looked that up, and that's Psalm 113 to 118. And it ends up that there's a Jewish custom around many of the bigger Jewish festivals that they would frequently sing this series of psalms. And I thought to myself, this was my thought, wouldn't it be helpful to know what Jesus was singing the night before he went to the cross?
Amen.
Wouldn't that be wonderful to know? So
yeah.
I would just encourage our listeners, it's called the Hallel Psalms, Psalms 113 to 118. In there, a couple of the psalms are titled the Psalm of Victory, but a lot of it is thanking God. And it kind of ties with the Second Chronicles 20.
Sure does.
There's a
sure
lot
does.
Of thanking God for
sure
his love endures forever. And then
let me
yeah,
touch base
on
that,
touch
if I may.
That.
We took that exact scripture that you were talking about, and we applied that to our worship service, saying that the Last Supper is very much like our worship service.
Mm.
And we put the praise at the end rather than at the beginning of the worship service.
Mm-hmm.
What a unique and different experience that we had in doing that. And from time to time we do that because we think that that order is pretty close to being right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a reason why he waited to the end to sing this particular psalm, this praise, this alleluia. Because it was an experience, it was sharing the emotion of what they just went through, what they just experienced through that. And like I said, we try that from time to time, and I'm telling you, it's an awesome experience. Mm. It mixes everybody up every now and then, but there's nothing wrong with that either.
That's good.
Know?
For me, what was really an emotional experience was to read and to say aloud the words again that Jesus said the night before he was crucified, and for me that was just a touching moment. Last thing I want to say, we're running out of time, Jeff, is I'm just finishing up the book of Romans, and I wish I wasn't. I'm going to have to cycle back through again, but there were so many places that I had to stop and park. I was at Romans 5, Romans 8, and then the victory verse that we shared today was on Romans 15. But I've just... and we're running out of time again. The place that I really, again, like to park was Romans chapter 12, the second verse. Do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it just, you know, really kind of confirmed that spending time in God's word and receiving that transformation. But
absolutely.
Jeff, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for being
Merry
on
Christmas.
The program.
Thank you, Jeff.
And to you, your family, and all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Have an awesome Sunday. See you next week.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us.